All right, Freckle, Mitchell Oldenburg, back to 450s full-time. Let's tackle that first. What's with that decision? I like it. I'm a fan of it. Why'd you do it?
Many reasons. I wanted to race 450 from the get-go this year. I just felt like I rode all last summer at home on the 450. I did a bunch of fall racing in Texas and on the 450, the Worlds on the 450, and I was just feeling like things were clicking and I was getting better and I was having fun. So ultimately, I raced the 250 this year because it was a better paycheck.
Yeah.
And then after Dallas, it was kind of like I did so well and it just everything came so easy to me. It's like I don't want to take a step backwards and go back to a 250. So just want to continue to grow on it and see what I can do fully committed to it. I've done races here and there throughout the year, but never fully committed to it. Always had the 250 in the back of my head. So
I'd said that on a show this week that you kind of cruise in 450s because you wanted to protect, you know, top five guy in 250s, right?
Yeah, exactly. And for me personally, like, I've been a top five guy for feels like forever now, maybe 8, 9, 10
years. You have the most starts? Are you? No.
Most laps.
Most laps, yeah.
What I was told. Yeah. I don't know. I don't care. Yeah. But, I just – a top 10 in this 450 class means a lot more to me than a top 5 in a 250 class. And to be honest, if I'm not in the top 5 on a 250 class, it's not very fun and it's not a good night, right? Like, I'm going home bummed out. And I feel like there's a lot of growth for me in this class and in the 250 class. To be completely honest, I feel like I'm peaked. I feel like that's as fast as I can go on a 250, and I'm going to be a fifth-place guy for as long as I want to be. So more so just want to see what I can do on a 450. Yep. I know I'm towards the end of this, and I want to give it a fair shot.
Well, you picked a hell of a one to come back to. Gnarly. We've had a lot of these this year. It was tough out there.
Yeah, it was brutal. This is normally my jam, too. Like, I like this kind of stuff. I don't like necessarily hanging it out. I like to back it down a little bit and just do the jumps and make my way around the track. So pumped up pretty dang hard, which is weird because I don't get arm pump. I've got it maybe 5 times in my life, and tonight was number 6. So just kind of struggled with the clutch position today. Like, couldn't figure out. Yeah, just I'm not a huge fan of the hydraulic clutch, so I'm still – I don't know. I did a lot of years on the KTM, but I still feel like I'm figuring it out. I prefer the cable clutch, and just couldn't find that right spot to put the position the lever today, and I just pumped up in the main. It was just too far out and it was hard to reach, and that was it. But I fought hard. Penny was just moving, and I didn't have anything for him.
I don't know what's the plan for the team in the races. Can you get SMX? I'm thinking, can you look towards SMX as a possibility?
So my plan is I don't want to do outdoors, to be completely honest. Like,
we've covered this with you.
It's crossed my mind so many times. I've gone back and forth. Like, last summer I rode a lot of outdoors, and man, I'm feeling really good. And then I go to the track the next day, and I'm like, this is miserable. Yeah. Like, I don't even want to be here. So the plan for me is I think I got 4 more 450 rounds for Supercross.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's enough for the LCQ. And to be honest, I'm just going to get ready for the LCQ. Okay. Fort Worth is 40 minutes from my house. Yeah. Vegas is an hour and a half from the shop. So it kind of makes sense just to go for that. I think with my 250 points now, I'm going to be around already qualified in that class for the LCQ. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, maybe come Super Motocross, I can pick what class I want to ride. Maybe I can race 250 one weekend, 450 the next. We just don't know what's going to happen with people making points and stuff this year. So but no outdoors for me.
How many more Supercrosses? 4?
I believe so. 4 or 5.
Things change sometimes.
Yeah, maybe. So yeah, I'm enjoying it this year. I'm having fun. Like I said, I know I'm closer to the end than the beginning, so just trying to take it in.
Yeah. Cool, man. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Cool.